Caleb approached me with an idea for a song a little over a year ago when we had been studying the story as a network. And he said, what if we added some verses to O Come, O Come, Emmanuel so that it was a really full depiction of the story? And so he asked me if I would write it. And that idea sparked in me, and I was inspired by it too. And so that day I wrote out a rough draft of a couple of verses, but then kind of put it away for a while. So we picked it up again this past November and started really digging into it. And Caleb was the idea man, and I wrote and rewrote drafts. And as I did that, his vision for the piece sharpened and became clearer. And we decided that instead of adding to the original song, we would create a new piece to stand alone. And we chose to lay out the first three major points in the story, one verse each for Abraham's covenant, and then the nation of Israel and the law, and then the Davidic covenant. So throughout the whole process, our goal was to create a high-quality, theologically sound piece of art for the purpose of using it in our churches and families to teach the story and set the coming of Christ into its proper context. We wanted the song to reflect Israel's longing for the coming Messiah through the Old Testament part of the story. So Caleb cast and recast the vision and essentially commissioned the piece. I wrote it, he edited it, and we both picked it apart and rewrote it several times. At one point, we were pretty happy with it and about to call it done, and then I got a message that he wanted me to rework the whole thing from iambic pentameter to iambic tetrameter, which is what the original song was in. So I did that, and he was right. It was better that way. And eventually, Caleb was going through the song with a fine-tooth comb to find any word that could be better. And there were times that I felt like we should just call it done, and he'd bring up a word that had bothered me when I wrote it, and I was like, all right. And but at the time, I hadn't been able to find anything better. And then he came at it from another angle, and his ideas would spark something for me, and I'd add my voice in, and each time we ended up with a phrase that worked perfectly. And then Caleb finally called it done, and so it was done. And we've both expressed that we enjoyed and benefited from the whole process of collaborating to create a new piece of art, and we agree that it turned out better than either of us could have done alone. So we've each brought this song to our churches, and now Sean and Caleb have created a musical arrangement of it that I have heard some great things about, so I'm excited to hear it.
Oh, come thou Lord of Zion. Shall come to thee.